Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Internet of Things by Samuel Greengard, narrated by Derek Shatterley. Introduction. It's incredibly easy to overlook the full impact of technology on our world. The wheel made it possible to move and transport things and people. It changed everything from agriculture to political governance. The light bulb illuminated homes and businesses, eventually changing the way architects designed structures and entire cities were laid out. The automobile introduced fast point-to-point travel for individuals, redefining the way we live and work. And the computer introduced a digital world with data that could be stored and shared in new and remarkable ways. This ushered in massive changes in how people act and interact. Each of these inventions, and countless others, from refrigerators and sewing machines to telephones, typewriters, and cameras, eventually settled into the mainstream of society and unleashed massive political, social, and practical changes. They became things that people use in their daily life, and yet to a large extent, take for granted. Yet they also rewired the way people approach countless tasks and redefined how we interact, communicate, and go about our daily work. In 1957, Joe M. Bolin, George M. Beale, and Everett M. Rogers at Iowa State University introduced the now commonly accepted notion of a technology adoption curve. Together, they forwarded the concept that any new product or solution follows a fairly predictable trajectory that roughly approximates a bell curve. The earliest adopters are referred to as innovators. The second phase is named early adopters. Then come the masses, followed by the laggards. This model still holds true, though over the last couple of decades, the life cycle has accelerated at warp speed. In some cases, the model now compresses years or decades into months. The Internet of Things lies at the epicenter of this shockwave, and it is just getting started. While it will someday serve as the practical framework for life and business, it now resides somewhere between the innovator and early adopter phases. Connected devices have existed in one form or another since the introduction of the first computer networks and consumer electronics. However, it wasn't until the Internet emerged that the idea of a globally connected planet began to take shape in earnest. In the 1990s, researchers theorized how human and machine could weave together a completely new form of communication and interaction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?